Welcome to World Ocean Radio. I'm Peter Neal, director of the World Ocean Observatory. Insurance is defined as the equitable transfer of the risk of a loss from one entity to another in exchange for payment. Insurance is a pervasive element in our lives: fire and security, automobile, bank accounts, mortgage, business, life, there and everywhere, as a purported means of protection against accident, circumstance. Insurance also invented its own protection, reinsurance, where risk is double covered by a second entity, assuming the payout risk of the first. It is one of the great confidence schemes of modern times, involving billions of dollars in covertly, sometimes overtly, affirming or denying enterprise and invention regardless. A major case in point these days is the challenge of deep-sea mining. Our lust for oil, gas, and minerals has found its last outlet in the ocean, where thousands of offshore platforms drill into the ocean floor, where new supply can be found, with the risk of spill and accident now well documented by disastrous consequence, measured by the full value of the loss of a coastal or offshore ecosystem. Today, the UN International Seabed Authority, which has jurisdiction to oversee such things, is deliberating standards and regulations ostensibly to protect, indeed assure again, the gross national product of proposed drilling into the ocean floor with inevitable destructive impact and ecological disruption. Often in the past, the insurers are partners to the proposers, a perverse alliance all too familiar to energy generation. But in this case, things may turn out differently. Why, you might ask? Because in this case, the insurers and reinsurers have calculated that the potential loss is so great that there can be no coverage adequate to the cost of consequence, that there is no payment large enough to mitigate the risk, that the measure of damage is so high that there is no equitable transfer possible, that the proposition is simply bad business. In July 2024, during the second round of discussion by the International Seabed Authority, two major insurers, Zurich Insurance Group and Vienna Insurance Group, have joined two prominent reinsurers, Swiss Re and Hannover Re, to announce, quote, official exclusion, unquote, of deep-sea mining activities from their future underwriting portfolios, sending a serious message to the industry that insurance as a financial guarantee for such enterprise will not be available. According to a press release by the Deep Sea Mining Campaign, an anti-mining advocacy group, quote, with leading insurers refusing to cover, the financial burden and risks of such activity becomes insurmountable, unquote. Opponents are arguing before the Seabed Authority that without defined practices and regulation, deep sea mining is an incontrovertible threat to the most valuable biodiversity and unique ecosystems on Earth, that it has no compensating value for its environmental destruction, and that no license can be awarded as a result. The science argues for such a prohibition, and major insurers now concur. I often ask the question, what will it take to stop the downward spiral of the destruction of nature revealed again and again? What it will take is finally to draw the line, to just say no, to decide that enough bad is more than bad enough, and that our need for these metals can no longer be justified by old patterns of consumption and business that have been proven profitless and corrupt. Is it possible now, for once, that we demonstrate the wisdom and courage to protect both the symbol and reality of necessary change and to ensure our future? The transfer of risk here, at last, has no justifiable price, and the most equitable solution is to ban deep-sea mining altogether and do no more harm to nature, no matter what the cost. We will discuss these issues and more in future editions of World Ocean Radio.
World Ocean Radio is distributed by the Public Radio Exchange and the Pacifica Network for use by college and community radio stations worldwide. Find us wherever you listen to podcasts and at worldoceanobservatory.org, where the full catalog of more than 700 episodes of World Ocean Radio is searchable by theme.